Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
How did Sean Kingston go from number one on Billboard to getting rated by SWAT?
Sean Kingston, back in court.
Once upon a time, Sean Kingston had it all. At the young age of 17, he was a chart-topping superstar on the come-up, touring with pop icons like Beyonce and Gwen Stefani. But after enduring a near-fatal accident and an epic career fall-off, Sean Kingston's once-storied legacy now has a tragic ending. The industry once celebrated Kingston as the next big thing, but the last few years have been filled with headlines accusing him of being a notorious scammer. And now, Sean is a convicted felon facing years of prison time. So, we just gotta ask, how did things go so horribly wrong? That's exactly why we're doing a complete timeline of Sean Kingston's career, from his rise to child stardom to his recent crash out. How did Sean get famous when he was still just a kid? What tragic accident nearly cost him his life? And did Sean Kingston really fake a kidnapping scheme in order to avoid paying money? We've even gone through thousands of pages of court documents from lawsuits and indictment papers to give you the fullest possible picture of Sean Kingston's crimes. How did Sean Kingston get involved in luxury scamming? And why was his mom such a key part of his descent into crime? Finally, we're gonna explore how Sean went from being one of the most wholesome pop stars in the business to a full-on convicted felon. Did the industry fail Sean Kingston, or was this darkness in him the whole time? Sean Kingston's past actually contained a lot of clues as to where he would end up. Sean was born in Miami, Florida, but moved to Jamaica when he was 6 years old. And making music was pretty much in his blood. Sean's grandfather was none other than Jack Ruby, a legendary reggae producer. But even though Sean came from reggae royalty, his childhood was actually a lot tougher than what people realize. His mother, Janice Turner, spent a chunk of Sean's childhood behind bars on bank fraud charges. Seeing his mom get locked up took a huge toll on Sean. With his mom in prison, Sean was a homeless teenager and had to mow lawns just to get by. But Sean decided to embrace the struggle and do whatever he could to get a music career going. And at first, that meant trying to make it as a rapper. But when label executives from Beluga Heights Records discovered his music on YouTube, they decided to shape Sean's sound to be more radio friendly. Sean Kingston was a rapper when we found him, and it was a development process to get him more melodic. At Beluga, we essentially refined the talent so that it's more of a marketable product. But I don't think the label execs knew how Sean Kingston was about to be. Sean released his debut single, Beautiful Girls, in summer of 2007, and it was a monster hit. Beautiful Girls shot all the way up to number one on the Billboard charts. Right out of the gate with his first lead single, Sean had a massive, world-conquering international hit on his hands. His other single, Take You There, was another huge Billboard success, climbing all the way to number seven. And his debut album, which was just flat out called Sean Kingston, sold over half a
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Million copies and went gold. Sean was making a name for himself with huge radio hits, but he also had more personal songs too. On Dry Your Eyes, Sean sang about struggling with his mom's incarceration and promised he'd turn their situation around with his music.
Only 15 put on the pressure. First month, 27 day, took away my mother.
Sean used Dry Your Eyes to send a message to his mom that even though she was in prison, he'd do whatever it took to make sure she could live a good life. And at just 17 years old, Sean Kingston was already making good on his promise to his mom.
She's an eeny, meeny, miny, moe lover.
Even though Sean came from a family of hustlers, label execs sold him with a smiley, wholesome, family-friendly image. That sunny, clean image helped make Sean Kingston a huge mainstream star. He was able to blend pop music, reggae, and R&B together. That made him an ideal touring partner to pop icons like Beyonce, Kelly Clarkson, Chris Brown, and Gwen Stefani. British singer-songwriter Natasha Bedingfield even recruited Sean to feature on her single Love Like This, which went platinum and became another big commercial hit. Basically, the industry was lining up opportunities for Sean Kingston, and he was turning song after song into hit records. But when it came time for Sean Kingston's second album, his numbers just weren't as strong as they once were. Sean's sophomore project Tomorrow dropped in 2009, and even though the lead single Fire Burning did pretty well, it peaked at number 29 on Billboard, which is a pretty significant drop-off from the chart-topping Beautiful Girls. But you gotta remember, Sean was still young as fuck. He was already on his second album while he was still a teenager. By 2010, Sean was linking up with another young pop sensation by the name of Justin Bieber. Their collab record, Eeny Meeny, hit the top 20, keeping Sean Kingston's name in rotation and relevant. While Sean Kingston wasn't as big as he used to be, Justin Bieber's stock was rising fast, and Sean realized that working with Justin could help revitalize his career. Sean began touring with Justin and even announced a full-fledged collab mixtape called Our World. The tape was a huge opportunity for Sean. Justin was becoming the biggest pop star on the planet, and a collab project would only elevate his position. But even though Sean previewed music for fans, the tape was never released, and fans speculate that Justin's super controversial manager, Scooter Braun, may have stopped the project from coming out. That Justin Bieber tape probably would have changed the rest of Sean Kingston's life. But in May of 2011, Sean almost died in a freak jet ski accident.
Sean Kingston, he's in critical condition this morning after crashing his jet ski.
According to reports, Sean was racing his jet ski along Miami Beach, accompanied by a female passenger. That's when his jet ski slammed into a bridge.
I was going 75 miles per hour. You know, jet ski doesn't have any brakes. So as I got close, I tried to slow down because I knew I couldn't make it under because the tide got high. It looked like I could have went under, but as I got close to it, I started noticing that the tide was rising up. I hit a bridge and I tore my aorta, which is the tube that connects to your heart.
The jet ski.
Running a business is hard enough. So why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Life gets messy. Spills, stains, and kid chaos. But with Anabe, cleaning up is easy. Our sofas are fully machine washable, inside and out, so you never have to stress about messes again. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Get early access to Black Friday pricing right now. Sofas start at just $699. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
He crashed, nearly killed Sean. After another boat rescued him, he was transported to the hospital in critical condition. People really thought Sean might not survive. Not only did Sean undergo two heart surgeries, but he also suffered a broken jaw and ribs. After weeks in the hospital, Sean still faced a long road to recovery, and his life was never the same.
There's just a lot of stuff happened. I made some, bad decisions. I came out here, I started not drinking lean, but drinking lean.
Sean started abusing drugs and even started sipping lean with his old friend Justin Bieber. Meanwhile, Sean's so-called wholesome image from back in the day was starting to look less and less realistic. Sean was getting sued for throwing huge rager house parties that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage. Sean Kingston came up as the young, fresh-faced pop star who could do no wrong. But now that he was an adult, the demands of the industry were starting to get to him. Not only did the live-fast lifestyle nearly cost him his life, but his addiction to partying and drugs were destroying his health, and things were getting way, way darker. In 2013, Sean dropped his third studio album, Back to Life. Not only did the title refer to his recovery from the near-fatal jet ski crash, but it was meant as a major comeback moment. But at this point, Sean's fans had just moved on without him. Despite scoring features from Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, Wiz Khalifa, and 2 Chainz, Back to Life bricked when it came out. The album sold so badly that it didn't make any impact on the Billboard Top 200. Just 6 years earlier, Sean Kingston was conquering the Billboard charts with ease. Now, he couldn't get any recognition from them. Sean had fallen further than anybody had expected. And it wasn't long before Sean turned to crime to keep up with his lavish lifestyle. In 2015, Sean accused a company called Avion Jewelers of, quote, shady business. God never misses anything, so we will leave this in his hands, but just know karma. Sean claims that he paid $185,000 on a custom watch that was priced for $225,000. But Sean thought the watch wasn't worth the whole price, so he refused to pay out the rest. That's when he apparently made a deal with Avion Jewelers to swap out the existing watch for another piece that was actually priced at $185,000. Cool. Makes sense. Logical. But Sean says when he tried to make the swap in downtown LA, his watch was snatched from him and he was locked inside the jeweler's car at gunpoint, forcibly taken to a, quote, secluded area and thrown out the vehicle. Basically, Sean Kingston said he was kidnapped over this watch sale gone wrong. But when the cops investigated the so-called kidnapping, they didn't believe Sean's version of events. They even called this situation a, quote, civil business dispute, not a kidnapping. And making the whole thing shadier is that Sean was already facing accusations for not paying for jewelry. In 2015, the same year as the alleged kidnapping, Sean and his mom, Janice, were sued for $356,000 by another custom watch seller for not paying for jewelry. 3 years later, Sean and Janice were sued again by...
Running a business is hard enough. So why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's Odoo.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Get another jeweler, this time for $301,000. Now that Sean's music career was in shambles, it seemed like he was taking after his mom Janice by scamming people out of money. And since Sean Kingston was still very much a celebrity, he was able to leverage his clout into getting people to trust him, which was clearly a big mistake. In 2020, Sean was hit with grand theft charges over yet another unpaid jewelry bill. The difference is that the previous accusations were all lawsuits, but this was an actual criminal charge. And even though the charges were serious, Sean pretty much seemed to ignore them. He responded by flashing his new cars and jewelry on social media, effectively writing off the situation. But behind the scenes, Sean's scammer lifestyle was spinning out of control. In fact, Sean and his own mom, Janice, decided to take their fraud operations to the next level. While the previous accusations against Sean and Janice involved unpaid jewelry bills, their next scheme was more sophisticated and way broader. According to the feds, Sean began contacting luxury realtors through social media, negotiating deals with them, and inviting them over to his mansion in Florida. Sean Kingston basically started bragging to people about his high-profile connections in the music industry. By name-dropping other celebrities, Sean managed to score big discounts on luxury items. In one instance, he commissioned a massive $150,000 entertainment system that included a 232-inch TV and state-of-the-art sound system. It would have costed a lot more, but Sean promised the vendors that he'd get his buddy Justin Bieber to promote the product. The thing is, Sean was lying through his teeth. Sean only offered $30,000 as a down payment, and he never got in touch with JB. And at this point, I don't know if anybody has Justin Bieber's number, but that's a convo for another day. Sean ran this same playbook on countless other high-end vendors, scamming them for luxury watches, an $86,000 bed, and a bulletproof Cadillac Escalade. And when the vendors tried to confront Sean, he and his mom sent fake wire transfer documents to make it look like they already sent the money. Sean Kingston and his mom ultimately embarked on a $1 million fraud spree. And it was only a matter of time before the feds came knocking.
You better have the wow factor, you better have that's different.
On May 23rd of 2024, Sean's rented mansion in South Florida was raided by a SWAT team, and Janice, who was in the house, was put under arrest. Sean, meanwhile, who was in California for a concert gig, was arrested the next day. The police seized Sean and Janice's assets, carting away all the gear that they had failed to pay for, from the LED TV wall to Sean's brand new armored Cadillac. That's gotta hurt. And while Sean has spent nearly a decade outrunning jewelers he owed money to, he was now at the mercy of federal prosecutors. The feds accused Sean and his mom of masterminding an organized fraud scheme. But despite the charges, Sean insisted he was innocent by telling fans, quote, "I am good and so is my mother." But the feds had a mountain of evidence against Sean and Janice, from text messages to fake wire transfer documents.
Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change, and certain restrictions may apply.
One text from Sean to his mom literally said, "I told you to make a fake receipt." Sean's lawyer defended his client by calling Sean Kingston a, quote, "soft guy who grew up poor when he rose to fame overnight." The defense rested on the jury sympathizing with Sean that he got famous and rich when he was just a kid. His attorney claimed that when Sean lost his foothold in the music industry, he didn't know how to manage his finances. But on March 28th of 2025, the federal jury convicted Sean and Janice of all charges. Sean was sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison, while his mom was hit with 5. Since Janice had already been convicted on fraud charges almost 2 decades earlier, her sentence was more severe. And given Janice's history, it stands to reason that Sean learned how to scam from his mom. However, Janice accused the music industry of exploiting her son. During sentencing, she pleaded to the judge to have mercy on Sean, saying, "I'm sorry. My intention was to keep my son afloat in this difficult industry. They used him and abused him. I'm begging for mercy for me and my son." And while some might say that Janice was just making excuses, she realistically could have a point. Sean became famous at an extremely young age, and instead of protecting and nurturing him, the music industry seemingly cast him aside. He came of age in an industry that prizes excess and lavish living, and that same lifestyle caused him to have a traumatic jet ski accident and pushed him into sipping codeine with Justin Bieber. Now, less than 20 years after Beautiful Girls hit number one, Sean Kingston is sitting in federal prison. After trying so hard to make it seem like he was still famous and getting money, his mistakes have caught up with him. But the whole situation is really, it just seems tragic. It seems like Sean thought he was going to be getting that music industry bag forever, but when it dried up, he didn't know how to leave the lifestyle behind, and that's exactly why he's locked up right now. And if you go back and listen to that 2007 song, Dry Your Eyes, it's almost like Sean Kingston predicted this whole situation. "You said I could be all I can be, and someday mom buy you Miami." Sean tried to buy his mom Miami, and it ended up backfiring and destroying everything he ever built.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here,
right now. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
From CNN's Abby Phillip comes her debut book, A Dream Deferred: Jesse Jackson and the Fight for Black Political Power, a triumphant new look at Jesse Jackson's presidential campaigns of the 1980s and how they changed American politics. Available now wherever books are sold.